Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Healthy Intersections podcast for January 2023. This podcast is sponsored by the American Public Health Association's Medical Care Section. I'm Lisa Lines, Associate Editor for the peer-reviewed journal Medical Care and co-editor of the Medical Care blog, both of which are sponsored by the Medical Care Section. We are so glad you found our podcast. Hope you'll subscribe on your favorite podcast provider and at our website, themedicalcareblog.com. On today's podcast, we're delighted to feature a fascinating interview between Jess Williams, another co-editor, and Dr. Sung Chul Park of Drexel University. Their interview concerns a paper published in the December 22 issue of Medical Care about racial and ethnic disparities in hospitalizations for ambulatory care sensitive conditions. So don't go away. But before we get to the interview, I'd just like to share a few of the blog posts we published in January. These capsule summaries are no substitute for reading these posts, so I encourage you to visit the blog and spend some time with our great contributors. First, we kicked off the new year with an important post by Ranit Mashori, Catherine Hampton, Marsha Griffin, and Nancy E. Wang. These researchers and clinicians are affiliated with Physicians for Human Rights and Community for Children, along with Stanford, UT, and Georgetown. This impressive group wants clinicians to know how and why they can report harms to people recently released from immigration detention. If you see patients in clinical settings, do not miss this post. Next, a pair of writers from my own institute, RTI International, would like to help you consider how class standards can help address health equity. Lauren Burkaw and Sunny Hodge talk about how the culturally and linguistically appropriate services standards were designed specifically to ensure equitable access to health-related services. If you're interested in equity, diversity, and inclusion, that post will help you connect the dots. Finally, our own co-editor, Greg Stevens, asked last week, is it time for Medicaid for all? No, it is not what supporters of single-payer healthcare might prefer. But a Medicaid for all program, based on the already expansive safety net program, might help the U.S. get closer to universal health insurance coverage. All these posts can be read for free, and don't forget to share with your colleagues. Now let's listen in to Jess Williams interviewing Sung Chul Park.
Dr. Sung Chul Park is the lead author of a paper published in the December 2022 issue of Medical Care about racial and ethnic disparities in hospitalizations for ambulatory care sensitive conditions. Dr. Park is faculty at the Dorrance Live School of Public Health at Drexel University and the College of Health Science at Korea University. Thank you, Dr. Park, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me.
My first question is, about your paper, it used Medicare Advantage enrollees in 2016 and differentiated the plans by their star rating. Can you give a quick summary for our listener of how those ratings are developed and what they mean for patients?
Sure. So star measures plan performance on more than 40 quality measures, including customer experience metrics, measures of member health, and indicators of effective preventive care. So based on these measures, each plan is rated on a 1 to 5 scale. So I think there are two main goals for implementing this kind of like 5-star quality rating system. So the first is help people compare multiple plans and make the best decision. And the second is to give insurers an incentive to improve care quality so that patient can get kind of like higher quality care.
Great, thank you. And did you see any disparities in enrollment in high-quality Medicare Advantage plans by race and ethnicity?
Yes, but please let me explain a brief background here first. So each year, Medicare Advantage plans can decide whether to provide their services to each county. So their decision is kind of like voluntarily. So in my separate research, we found that racial and ethnic minority enrollees had more Medicare Advantage plans in their counties of residency than white enrollees, but had fewer high-rated plans. So I think this is surprising because it is traditionally believed that racial and ethnic minorities are less likely to enroll in high-rated plans than white enrollees because of lower awareness or lower willingness to pay for high-rated plans. But our findings suggest that racial and ethnic disparities in enrollment in high-rated plans may be partially driven by differential access to high-rated plans.
Oh, thank you. That's really interesting. Another thing your paper talked about, Dr. Park, were ambulatory-sensitive conditions. So why did you choose ambulatory-sensitive conditions for your paper?
Yes. So ambulatory care-sensitive conditions are conditions where effective community care and case management can help prevent the need for hospital admissions. So hospital admissions for ambulatory care-sensitive conditions are considered as like potentially avoidable. So I think focusing on this kind of potentially ambulatory care-sensitive conditions is critical because ambulatory care-sensitive condition accounted for $36.2 billion in hospital care in the United States as of 2021.
Okay, so you were really trying to estimate these racial and ethnic disparities in ambulatory-sensitive hospitalizations. What else did you control for in your analysis?
So we control for variables that might influence the relationship between race, ethnicity, and ambulatory care sensitive conditions, which is known as preventable hospitalizations. So more specifically, we included like individual level characteristics, for example, age, sex, dual eligibility for Medicare, Medicaid, and health status based on comorbidities. Also, we also include like county level plan availability because in my previous research, we showed that like there are differential access to high quality plans by race and ethnicity.
Okay, let's get to the results. I'm sure the listeners are ready. What were your main results from this paper?
Yeah, so happy to share my main findings here. So we found several main findings. First, Black enrollees had higher preventable hospitalizations than white enrollees overall. But we did not find that Hispanic and Asian enrollees had higher preventable hospitalizations than white enrollees. Second, preventable hospitalizations were more common in lower rated plans than high rated plans in all racial ethnic groups. But the disparity in preventable hospitalization by STAR were the most pronounced between whites and Black enrollees. So finally, we found suggestive evidence that enrollment in lower rated plans was associated with higher disparities in preventable hospitalizations between whites and Black enrollees.
That's really interesting. Thank you. How do these results compare to other work?
So I think our findings are consistent in terms of racial and ethnic disparity in preventable hospitalizations, but we did not find evidence that Hispanic and Asian enrollees had higher preventable hospitalizations than white enrollees. So I think this finding is inconsistent with findings from previous research. So probably there may be multiple explanations for this finding. Mm-hmm. And one explanation may be we focused on the Medicare Advantage population. So I think this needs to be more explored in future research.
That makes sense. So one of the great things about your paper was that you also discussed some of the policy implications of your findings, that there are sort of structural barriers to enrolling in high quality Medicare Advantage plans potentially. And do you mind recapping a couple of those quickly for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So Medicare Advantage plans get paid based on each enrollee's health status, but marginally adjust for clinical characteristics of enrollees. So in other words, payments to MA plans do not account for other social risk factors, for example, race and ethnicity. So this may result in systematic underpayment for racial and ethnic minority enrollees. Also, star rating does not account for enrollee characteristics. So this may incentivize Medicare Advantage plans to avoid offering their plan in counties with more racial and ethnic minorities. So I think based on our findings, policymakers should consider how to account for social risk factors in estimating quality-based incentive systems so that Medicare Advantage plans do not avoid offering their plans based on the proportion of racial ethnic minorities.
That's great. And that's really actionable. So thank you. That's helpful. And I just have one last question. You hinted at this a little bit, but what do you think is the most important follow-up that could be done to build on the results?
Yes. So probably I think I would discuss more like provide more broad implications because Medicare Advantage enrollment has been increased a lot over the last decades, but the magnitude of the increase was greater among racial and ethnic minorities. So this means that I think it is very important to develop policies to address like racial ethnic disparities in the Medicare Advantage plans program so that everyone in the Medicare Advantage program can access to high quality care. So I think policymakers need to think about how to address this kind of structural barriers, like overall.
I think that's great advice. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you again for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.